Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on the second day of the 2023 General Session of the 67th Legislature. Today I had the privilege to sit with President Driscoll and preside over a joint session as we welcomed Governor Gordon to hear his State of the State message. We also heard from Wyoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Kate Fox, who gave the State of the Judiciary address. Governor Gordon reported on the strength of Wyoming and focused on five areas during his speech. One, Wyoming's people, folks who serve our communities and those military members that protect our freedom and way of life. Two, Wyoming's natural resources, a highlight of the state's innovative solutions and leadership in deploying carbon capture technology as well as the development of rare earth minerals and hydrogen production. The governor also spoke in favor of requests to expand predator control and control invasive species, protect Wyoming's water, and measures to address brucellosis. Number three, Wyoming's budget, a brief discussion of the surpluses as a result of the energy markets and federal government largesse. Number four, Wyoming's economy, our state standing as the most diverse it has been in 50 years. And five, Wyoming's youth, ensuring Wyoming kids receive a world-class education and stay here to live and work. During the State of the State speeches, governors typically recognize ordinary Wyoming people who have risen to the occasion for their fellow Wyomingites. Governor Gordon followed that tradition, highlighting a number of exemplary Wyoming citizens. The governor recognized Jason Perry of Hewlett, who led an effort to get each of the Hewlett EMTs certified as paramedics to ensure a high level of emergency medical care in that community. He also recognized Cheyenne Central High School's Future Farmers of America, FFA team, which placed first in Wyoming and fourth nationally out of 34 teams when debating the Biden administration's America the Beautiful program. I was also pleased to hear from Chief Justice Fox that five district courts have been equipped with e-filing system. A great benefit for Wyoming citizens, this process will help to modernize our court system and prove to be a more efficient method for clerks of court to store documents and data. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.